Welcome to the Sacred Attunement Show with Asher Countryman, unlocking the power of mind, body, soul abundance. What is sacred attunement? Sacred attunement is a holistic approach to unlocking your personal power and mastering your spiritual growth. If you are ready to embrace positive habit change and experience a vibrant, happy, healthy lifestyle, then you are in the right place. Inner peace, love, and harmony made easy. The Sacred Attunement Show starts now.
All right, everyone. Hello, 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 and welcome to Unlock the Power of Mind, Body, Soul Abundance with me, Asher Countryman, your host. Super excited to be here. I guess today is technically our third episode, and there's just so much knowledge and information that we are going to have the ability and chance to dive into together. But today I wanted to focus on this title called The Mystery of Breath. And that has a really important place in my heart, in my body, in my soul, and in my mind, because it's been so transformative. It's literally helps me unlock the power of my own mind, body, soul abundance. It's helped me to heal emotional trauma, physical trauma, and I've seen it just transform people's lives from dark to light, and I'm excited to share a little bit of wisdom about that. But before we totally dive in, if this is your first time tuning in, again, my name's Asher Countryman. I am a stress management coach. I am a plant lover. I make herbal healing salves for pain relief, moisturization. I love connecting with Mother Earth. And my mission and my purpose in life is to just show up in my heart space on a daily basis and see what light I can shine and how I can serve others to live a vibrant, healthy lifestyle and by creating healthy habits. And one of the ways that I create healthy habits is through breathwork. So the style of breathwork that I've learned is through Nam Yoga. It comes from a yogic practice called Shakti Nam Yoga. And Shakti, to break it down for you, is it's life force, right? It is this energy that is ever buzzing around us that has created everything in existence that we see, feel, smell, and touch. Some people call it prana, some people call it chi, some people just call it energy, but I love that word Shakti. It just seems to kind of resonate throughout my body and just kind of, you know. and Nam, N-A-A-M, is literally translates to the word, right? so in scripture sense, I'm probably going to mess this saying up as I always do, but in the beginning was the word and the word was God, or in my relation to that word God, you know, this word of love, unconditional love, this energy, again, coming back to the Shakti. So, and then we have yoga, which is where the movement comes in. So we're kind of going on these layers here when it comes to breath work. And the other reason why I love breath is because throughout the years I've been using it and practicing it, I have found that it is one of the key things that helps us to have mastery over the mind, right? We get so caught up in our day-to-day activities and in all the things that we have to do. And breath is the one thing that helps us to slow everything down, to come back to a space of centeredness and peace, calmness, to de-stress the body. So I'd like to invite you right now in this moment, just so we can begin to kind of get below the tip of the iceberg, so to speak. I want you to get a little sample and a little taste of what I mean of how breath can really influence our mood, our mind, and our physical health. So if you're not driving and if you're in a state of where you're sitting on the couch or on your bed or in a chair, I invite you just for a moment to quickly close the eyes, lengthen the spine nice and tall towards the sky. And I just simply want you to take 3 long, deep breaths, inhaling through the nose. Open up the mouth, audible exhale. Again, inhale, nose. Once more, inhale. And exhale. Now, did you notice that subtle shift in your energy? Did you notice that there was a slowing down of the heartbeat, a slowing down of our thoughts, that all of a sudden after that breath, there was just a wave of calm that kind of swept over the room? That is the power and the power that breath has, and how quick of an impact it has on our body, on our mind, and on our spirit. So I'd like to share a little story of what I mean by the impact of it. So years ago, I moved to Los Angeles, and I just really started to dive into this practice of Shaktinam yoga, even doing, you know, vinyasa, and what do they call it, power core yoga or something like that. And coming from Boise, Idaho to LA, obviously a totally different environment, a totally different frequency, vibration, just a totally different experience, right? There's a lot of stimulation that's occurring and happening. And I remember this particular day, I had a lot of errands to run. I was just doing a lot of driving around to different areas of LA, you know, and as the day progressed, I wasn't completely aware or conscious of it as it was happening, or else the end result probably wouldn't have occurred. But I just remember feeling really stressed that day. And here it comes towards the end of the evening, and I think I have one more errand to run, or I'm probably already on my way home. I'm not too far from my home. And I just remember coming to this stoplight, and it had turned green. You know, these cars are honking at me, and I'm like, ah, and I just lost it. Totally lost my mind, lost control of my emotions. And I actually, for the first time ever in my life, the first and last time, experienced what they call an anxiety attack or a panic attack. And I just remember I had to pull over to the side of the road. You know, the car started feeling like small, and I started feeling claustrophobic, and I was like, oh, I just need to get out of the car. You know, I rip the door open, slam it shut, and just like start walking down the road, and my heart is pounding a million miles an hour, and my breath is just totally chaotic, and there's no control to anything that's happening, right? I just kind of like in this weird like tunnel vision going on, and I'm walking, and I think maybe 2 blocks later, all of a sudden this like light bulb goes off over my head. And I start to, for just a brief moment, but that's all it took, was this like brief moment to remember of like, oh, okay, I consciously recognize I'm having a panic attack. I'm having an anxiety attack. Okay, what can I do about that? So I started to remember some of the breath work that I had begun to experience. And remember, at this point, I'm not yet a certified yoga instructor. But I just remember hearing Dr. Lovery doing different lectures, different breath works we had done. And I was like, okay, here's my chance, my opportunity to see really how powerful this stuff can actually be, and how it might affect my overall experience right now, because I just like didn't want anything to do with anyone, you know, and I was like going downhill fast, right? So as I'm walking, you know, I was too anxious to like close my eyes and find this like piece of Zen, you know, like hands on my heart and breathe. So I just start breathing longer and deeper as I'm walking about and really pulling my attention to the fact that I am breathing. And through having my awareness and having my consciousness on my breath, realizing that that is the one thing in that moment that I did have control of, I started to eventually feel my heartbeat slowing down. That tunnel vision began to expand slowly but surely. And as I was walking and doing the long, deep breathing, I just realized that it slowly began to kind of shake itself off. And then once I was more aware of that, I began to change it just a little bit. I would inhale nice and deep through the nose, and I didn't give a crap what anyone thought of me. I opened up my mouth and I just went, ah, you know, like release, like just let it go, right? Because there's this power between sound frequency, sound currency, which we talked about in an episode ago last week with actually on Dr. Pat's show. So you can go to Dr. Pat's show and watch the replay of that. And it took probably about 5 minutes. Maybe I'm trying to remember, maybe between somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I just felt this big shift. And I was like, wow, really? That's all it took. There it again is that mystery and that power of our breath, how it can directly affect the present and the current situation that we are in. So I literally was able to transform my anxiety attack into not having an anxiety attack, which I thought was pretty amazing. So we'll come back and talk about this a little bit more. We are going to go to break here in just a minute. But before we do, I wanted to make an announcement. So I have a Facebook group called Vibrant Healthy Lifestyles for Successful Women. I just recently changed the name a little bit just to be a little bit more clear. But I'm going to be doing a 3-day live event, February 16th, 17th, and 18th in the group. And for those of you who participate and show up on all 3 of those days at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'm going to be doing a giveaway. I'm going to be doing a giveaway of some pure organic raw Guatemalan cacao, which is known as a love medicine, a heart medicine. It has a multitude of health benefits. So whoever again shows up to all 3, you get to invites 3 friends. So for one, invite 3 friends into the group, attend all 3 days of the live event. And there's going to be a giveaway, a whole pound of pure Guatemalan organic chocolate cacao. So if you haven't yet, right now, go ahead, go into Facebook and search Vibrant Healthy Lifestyles for Successful Women. You can also find the link on my Facebook page on Asher Countryman. It should take you directly to the group. And go ahead and join and check out the event. And I'm so excited. It's literally here coming up in like 2 weeks. So I hope you're excited too. We're going to have a lot of fun. So stay tuned, and we'll continue to talk about the mystery of breath in just a moment. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara company. I've been using the Volara company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Amber, your weekly host of the Heart Leader Podcast, where heart and mind align on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm here with co-host Austin, and we'd like to know, do you have a passion to make a greater global impact? Are you ready to embrace leading with heart and love? If so, join us and our global community of over 1 million strong on this journey to become heart leaders who change the world. Each episode brings heart-centered connection, building stronger relationships, communities, and businesses. Take a deeper dive into what it means to be a heart leader. For more information, visit www.suivera.org. We look forward to seeing you in the Suivera community.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
All right, everyone, thanks for hanging in there and welcome back to Unlock the Power of Mind, Body, Soul Abundance with me, your host, Asher Countryman. Today we've been talking about the mystery of breath. So, the mystery of breath, you know, I wish it was something that we all grew up with. You know, I mean, raise your hand, touch your nose, the tip of your nose. If your parents ever sat you down and talked to you about how to meditate, how to breathe, my hand is not going up because, no, that was not a normal conversation. That wasn't even a blip of a thought in anyone's mind of any of the adults that I grew up around. And I'm sure most of you watching can probably relate. There's very few people that I've met in my journey of life so far that have grown up with this wisdom or this knowledge, right? We're so conditioned to think that, you know, when a problem arises, you know, whether it's our anxiety attack that I mentioned in the last little segment there, or our depression, or if we're even having physical pain, or we just can't sleep, you know, the list goes, and like we're having stress, you know, it's like, hey, pop a pill or just ignore it and get busier and busier with life to distract yourself from what's actually happening, right? We continue to do more and more and more and distract. And this little thing that was a little problem that make, you know, over the years get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And then next thing we know, there might be the potentiality of having a really big health problem, right? All of a sudden we're in the hospital. Maybe we have cancer, you know, we have a heart problem, a lung problem, the inability to perhaps, you know, reproduce children and have infertility. And the breath is that powerful to help. I'm not saying it does prevent, but it can help as one of the many things to do to help prevent against many of those things that we experience that are so uncomfortable and painful, right? The breath has the power to help us release our emotional trauma, right? If you're human, raise your hand if you're human. Right? I'm sure everyone watching is. Maybe you're alien. That's cool too. But if you're human, you've experienced emotional trauma. And that emotional trauma has been proven. If we don't learn how to let go of it, heal it, release it, forgive it, has been proven throughout the last decade that those things do turn into physical health problems. So why am I so passionate about this mystery of breath? Is because it opens up the highway of this physical body, right? And what do I mean by highway? Well, we all have this like highway system. In Chinese medicine, we refer to it as the acupuncture meridian system. You can think of it also as the nervous system, right? We all have nerves that flow throughout the entire body. And that to me is my interpretation of a highway, right? Of a freeway. And when there is emotional trauma, when there is physical pain and a health problem, there is a block, right? The cars are no longer flowing, up the arm and into the heart or into the brain. There's a blockage and things can't move through, right? And they can maybe move around a little bit and underneath and over top, but they can't go through. And the longer that blockage stays there, the bigger our problems can become. They begin to like fester, right? Like a wound or a cut that never gets cleaned out, and it causes an infection. And if it stays infected too long, maybe you get gout or something like that. And so think of it like that, like as an energetic sense though, right? And then it turns into like maybe this, God, my shoulder always hurts, or my hip is always hurting, or now I have this heart problem, now I have lung cancer, now I have throat cancer, like whatever the thing is. And the breath is this, for one, not only does it release those blockages energetically within our highway and freeway system, in addition, it's also the voice of our soul. I'll repeat that. Our breath is the voice of our soul. Now there's this saying that goes around, right? We say mind, body, spirit. So there is this universal law that we all recognize and say, yes, there is some kind of spirit, there is some kind of energy that is us. How does our spirit or our soul come and speak out? How does it express itself while we're in this physical mass, in this physical form? Well, it expresses itself through the power and the mystery of breath. And there's many different breath techniques. I mean, I know of maybe 100 or so, but I'm sure there's thousands of different ways and techniques to use the breath. And here's a fun fact that I learned from Dr. Lovery. And if you follow any kind of perhaps shaman or someone who works in this like spiritual yogic world, they say that if we can slow our breath down to the point where we're only doing one breath in 1 minute, right? So the average person, I think, is doing like, I forgot the statistic, anywhere from 7 to 12 breaths or something like that in 1 minute. But if you can slow your breath down to one breath in 1 minute, guess what you're directly affecting? We are directly affecting, no joke, the longevity of our life. So there's some of these yogic scriptures out there that say we only get so many breaths in a lifetime. And when that last breath is taken is when we transition and when we move on to some other experience or some other plane, right? So imagine if you could give yourself an additional maybe 1 to 3 to 5 years of life just by simply changing the quality of your breath. And a lot of people, believe it or not, breathe very shallow, breathe very quick. So being a yoga instructor of this practice called Shakti Nam, oddly enough, you know, I like to observe and watch people and see, you know, how they kind of move about, how people walk, you know, and, you know, how they stand and even how they breathe. And it's amazing when I see someone who's just kind of sitting there, maybe eating their food or just standing in line for the cashier, like how little movement is happening in the chest or in the belly. Like it's like this, it's like, it looks like it's maybe like a half an inch of a movement. And I'm like, wow. And I find that very fascinating, which then kind of triggered my mind to go research, like, okay, well, you know, how much of our lung capacity are we actually using, you know, say in America, in the Western states? The average person is only using, no joke, like 20 to 30% of their lung capacity. Isn't that fascinating? We have 100% and we're only using 20 to 30%. Like what? So doesn't that leave room to question and to perhaps ponder, okay, well, what would happen if I increased my capacity, my lung capacity, to that of 50%, 60%, 70%? Our breath and our lung capacity is the seat of our youth. It is the seat of our youth and the seat of where our energy resides. So imagine if you could increase your lung capacity, how much more energy you would have, how much more focus you would have, how much better you would feel in your body. Right? If you're walking around feeling fatigued and tired and just having, if you are experiencing anxiety and depression, those things, there's an imbalance there. There's an imbalance within the energies inside of us, with the water, the fire, the earth, the air, and the spirit. So imagine if your breath could help bring balance to all of those elements within us. And you could wake up every day and feel more vibrant, feel healthier, and just feel like you're living a lifestyle that is the best version of you. Imagine that. So just a quick reminder before we go on our next break, if you haven't already, go into Facebook and join my Vibrant Healthy Lifestyle for Successful Women group on Facebook. And there's going to be a fun 3-day live event that we're doing February 16th, 17th, and 18th at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for under an hour, just like 45 minutes for each day. And within those days, if you attend and participate in the live interactive class for all 3 days, I'm doing a giveaway of some powerful and amazing heart medicine, soul medicine of pure, raw, organic Guatemalan cacao from Soul Lift Cacao is the company. And there's another little secret giveaway, but I'm going to save that for the event. But perhaps there might be a free gift, so you get 2 giveaways of either coaching with me and the live Guatemalan cacao. So I hope you join the group, and I can't wait to see you all in there. We're going to have so much fun. And for more information as well, you can check out my website, sacredattunement.com. All right, and stay tuned, and we'll be back from our next break in just a minute.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Don't miss Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Colette is a renowned energy worker here to help you see the serendipitous humor of the truth. It's funny. Tune in and laugh with Colette. Shift into your highest potential. Call into the show to work on your personal shift with Colette and visit TheTruthIsFunny.com to learn more about all the life-shifting services Colette offers.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Hope you're still staying tuned with us and enjoying the show about this mystery of breath. So, in the last segment, before we ended, I kind of mentioned about our lung capacity and how the average American and the average person only uses about 20 to 30%. And it kind of opened up the doorway to question, like, wow, like, what would happen if we could have more lung capacity, if we used more of our lung capacity? And if you heard me mention before, Dr. Levery likes to say that our lungs are the seed of our youth and the seed of our energy. So if we can work with our lung capacity, we actually age more gracefully, we age more youthfully, and we really obtain this sense of vibrancy and health, right? Which is what we ultimately want. Like, right, raise your hand if you want to age with grace, right? I doubt you want to be one of those people who kind of is walking around on a cane all, you know, hunched over like this, you know, right? I'm sure everyone has this vision in their mind of like, yeah, I want to age, you know, being able to stand up tall, being able to do my my ADLs for myself, you know, being able to take care of myself when I'm 70, 75, 80 years old. I know I do, and I know I want to feel good when I do it. So imagine if, or what if, you know, your breath was the key to get there, right? So there's this breath that we do in Shakti Nam that helps us, for one, to increase the capacity or our lung capacity, but at the same time gives us this structure to be more aware and conscious even of our posture, right? So we do get to age with more grace. We do get to age with more beauty and youth in our body. And it's called the pranic breath. I can give you a short little example of what that looks like. You can do it seated. You can also do it standing. If you're going to do the breath standing, please be super aware of your body. You know, it does tend to make you a little bit dizzy here. But the pranic breath not only helps us to increase our lung capacity, but it's also, because we're moving the chest, massages the heart, literally massages the heart, increases blood circulation, and is also a great breath to quickly turn on our parasympathetic nervous system, or what I like to call the feel and heal state. So we get to feel and heal, or in the Western language, they call it the rest and digest state, right? We are all stressed. There's no one that's walking around that isn't stressed out at some point during the day. A lot of people are actually chronically stressed. So imagine if you could turn on your parasympathetic nervous system, your feel and heal state, and immediately tap yourself into this state of healing through the power of breath. So I'll give you a quick little example of what that looks like and what it feels like. So I want you to place your hands onto your chest, and I want you to just bring your eyes, keep your eyes open, and just focus straight ahead of you. Find a focal point, whether it's on the wall, whether it's a painting, whether it's a literal point floating around in the ether in front of you. And if you're seated down, spine is nice and tall and straight. Shoulders are relaxed down. Your belly is engaged just about 10 to 15%. So we have a little bit of bracing that's going on for the lower back. Okay. And the breath is only going to happen through the chest. So as you inhale, your chest should expand, right? As you exhale, your chest should contract. And again, the eyes are going to stay open. The breath is only going to occur through the nose directly. Again, eyes stay open. That's important because when the eyes are open during this exercise, it helps to keep us present and grounded into the earth. And this breath can be really stimulating. So we don't want to close the eyes because then we kind of like float off and don't maintain that direct connection or contact with the physical mass. Okay, so chat hands on the heart and just keep your eyes again open. And before we begin, I just want to focus on expanding the lungs first. So take a nice deep inhale through the nose. Now, I want you to continue to sniff air in through the nose as I'm talking. So sniff, inhale more, inhale more. Inhale more. Each little inhale that you're taking should be an expansion on top of what was the first breath, which should be a full breath. So we're expanding more. Try a little bit more. Inhale more. Inhale more. 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 Try if you can. Just a little bit more. Try, try, try. Right? We're increasing our energy, our health, our youth. A little bit more. A little bit more. Hold the breath. Eyes open, exhale through the nose. Beautiful. All right, we're going to do it one more time. Eyes open, spine is straight, gentle smile on the face to relax the body. Inhale deep into the chest through the nose. Inhale more, more. Inhale more, more, relax the shoulders, inhale more, more, and see this light coming in, connect with the sun, pull in the light, see it expanding, 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 inhale more, this is directly impacting your vitality, your longevity, and so much more, and exhale. All right, now we're ready for the goodies. So we're going to do an even inhale and exhale. So keep your hands on the chest. Keep your eyes open, the gaze straight ahead. I'm going to be chanting. You're going to be breathing through the nose only. Okay, and inhale, exhale through the nose. Mouth is closed. So I'm going to say, Sat, and you're going to inhale. When I say Nam, you're going to exhale. Again, when I say Sat, you're going to inhale and expand. When I say Nam, you're going to exhale. All right, and go to my rhythm. Eyes open, spine straight. Ready? Here we go. Sat, Nam. Sat, Nam. Sat, Nam. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Sat, Nam. Sat, Nam. Sat, Nam. Sat, Nam. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Beautiful. Keep it going. Keep that rhythm. I want you to feel and experience hands-on the power of breath. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. One, two. Sat, Nam. Sat, Nam. Sat, Nam. Three more times. You're doing amazing. Don't give up. Two more times. Last time. Exhale. This time, inhale all the way deep. Hold the breath, and I want you to close your eyes. Be aware of your body. Pull in what we call Mulabandha, the perineum. It's where you tighten the sex organs in and up. Pull the navel in. I want you to hold the breath. Hold the breath. For 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, open up the mouth and exhale and slowly, nice and slow. Inhale and exhale back to normal. So if you were doing the breath correctly, you might feel and experience an increase of heat into the body. You might feel this tingling sensation in the head, perhaps in the hands, or even throughout the body. Now, when I do this breath, I also experience a rush of deep, deep, deep relaxation. This sense of like, oh, like, wow, as if I just got done doing a mini retreat, I guess you could say. So I encourage you, continue to work with this breath. Since I can't see or to work with you directly, please do the breath in a seated position. Doing it standing can be very invigorating to the nervous system, meaning it can cause dizziness. So if you're gonna do it standing, be aware of your body. Be aware of what's going on. And if you feel that stimulation, I want you to immediately open the legs, separate the legs, come down and touch the earth. Literally, physically come down to the earth and touch the earth. But I promise you, work with this breath and you're gonna notice a huge shift in your energy, in your focus, in your concentration, in your health, in your sleep, and so much more. So continue to stay tuned. We've got one more yummy, juicy segment of our show of the mystery of breath. So I hope you're enjoying yourself so far. And on the break, feel free to go visit my website, sacredattunement.com, just to find out a little more information. I am also on YouTube. And don't forget to go in and join the Vibrant Healthy Lifestyle for Successful Women Facebook group. I'll see you guys when we get back.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
not just talk. Conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What did you say?
Know your own divine magic and extend peace and love to all with Reiki Master and author Brett Bevel. Brett offers empowering solutions with energy healing modalities, magical awakening, and psychic Reiki. Brett's latest book, Healing Racism Within, A Lightworker's Guide, draws on his own journey of growing up in a racist community and healing childhood trauma. For more on the most cutting-edge energy healing techniques, visit BrettBevel.com.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show. Why wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
Take us with you on your morning commute. Download your favorite shows and listen anytime. Just visit TransformationTalkRadio.com.
All right, everyone. Welcome back. We are in our last segment here of this show, and I don't know about you, but I've had a great time so far. It's been such a pleasure sharing this wisdom and this knowledge with all of you guys about how the mystery, this mystery of breath, is no longer a mystery, right? We're starting to kind of lift the veil, so to speak, on how powerful breath can be and how it can directly affect our health, our mental state, and our emotional state. So I want to share one quick little story, and then from there, I want to kind of take you into another firsthand experience on how breath can help you with your health and your overall mood and just your general state of being. So years ago, when I worked at the NAM Yoga Studio as a front desk receptionist and also one of the mantra meditation teachers, there was this gentleman who came in, and I kind of, you know, took him on the tour of the studio, and I could tell without him saying that, like, he was going through something. There was something that he was experiencing that was definitely taking a toll. I could read it over him, like, taking a toll on his energy, definitely his physical being. And after talking to him for literally almost 2 hours, he finally was like, okay, you know, I'm going to buy this membership, and I'm going to come to the classes. And it was just kind of amazing after a few weeks just to see like a shift. You know, he would walk through the door and all of a sudden he'd have like a smile on his face and he would feel really good. And as the weeks went by, he got to share some information with me of how he had cancer. I think it was like testicular cancer. And he, you know, I told him, hey, you know, there's no promises here. We're not promising anything of like, of how this will or will not affect your health or your body, but, you know, continue coming back, you know, just continue showing up to the classes, continue doing the breath work, continue doing the mantras. And, you know, I'm not well versed in the whole cancer arena, but, you know, every time you go into the hospital, I guess there's some level that they read to see like where you're at. And I thought it was pretty cool and magical as he committed to coming to class multiple times a week. Then his next checkup, which was like two or three months later, whatever this number was, had decreased by like 200 points, you know. And it was one of those things where his doctors were like, oh my God, I cannot believe like this is happening. We've never seen this before. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Unfortunately, you know, I didn't get to see the end result of that story. All I know is he continued to get better and he continued to heal. So that's just, you know, a perhaps maybe scenario for you. If you open up your mind, your body, and your spirit to what breath can do for you. So continue to show up, continue to do the work. You know, don't just come into a class for 1 minute, 2 minutes, and or an hour and think like, oh, I did everything I could. No, give yourself the commitment. Make a commitment for 6 months to a year just to see the magic that can occur. If you want to know more, you know where to find me in the group. There's lots of videos you can participate in. I even teach yoga in there from time to time as well. So you can get an experience hands-on. If you've tried everything and you're just feeling like, what else could I possibly do? Try this. You just never know until you try, right? So I want to do one more breath work before we end the show today. It's called triangle breath. It's a three-part breath. And this is really, really, really great for one, strengthening the lungs a lot, a lot, a lot. Again, getting you into that state of that parasympathetic nervous system. Remember, healing cannot and will not happen if you are stressed out. It can only happen in a relaxed state. So why don't we go ahead and dive into that, shall we? So again, get into a comfortable seated position. And I invite you to bring your hands into what we call silver triangle. Silver triangle is for re-energizing, restoring, healing, etc. So on both hands here, you're going to get your thumb, connect it with your pinky and your ring finger. Your index and middle finger tips point straight up. And we're going to bring that into the lap. You're just going to rest that right there in your lap comfortably. And what the breath looks like is we're going to inhale. We're going to hold the breath. And we're going to exhale. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a challenge here. I'm going to say what's called the love, peace, and light prayer. So as I am saying the love part, I want you to inhale. When I say the peace part, I want you to hold the breath in, relax the body. When I say the light part, I want you to exhale. And it's all through the nose, okay? So let's take a cleansing breath. Inhale deep. Exhale the breath out. Now slowly and controlled. Inhale as I begin to talk. Love before me. Love behind me. Love at my left, love at my right, love within me, love in my surroundings, love to all, love to the universe. Now hold the breath in, inhale a little more, hold the breath, smile on the face. Peace before me, peace behind me, peace at my left, peace at my right, peace above me, peace below me. Peace in me, peace in my surroundings, peace to all, peace to the universe. Now with control, exhale, light before me, light behind me, light at my left, light at my right, light above me, light below me, light in me, light in my surroundings, light to all, light to the universe. Inhale again, and exhale. Beautiful. So you would continue to do that breath with the love, peace, and light prayer for at least 11 minutes, and you will find and experience this completely altered state. And simultaneously, as we're doing the breath work, we're also saying this positive, loving message to ourselves. Remember, there is a power within our words to either create or destroy. So imagine having the power and the mystery of breath and the power of your word combined into one force to really activate this healing within our body. Again, to open up those highways, those pathways we talked about earlier, So I want you, and I invite you and encourage you to take these two different breaths that you learned today. Take them with you throughout your week, throughout the month of February, and give yourself the gift of self-love, right? This is the month of love. Valentine's Day is coming up. So give yourself the gift of self-love. Fill your cup up so you can be that shining light and that pillar of light within your family, within your community, to other people. But remember, you got to put yourself first. If you're looking for a way to continue to put yourself first so you can be there for other people in your life, again, join the Vibrant Healthy Lifestyle group for successful women on Facebook. Find me on Facebook, Asher Countryman. You'll find a direct link in there. There's endless information and knowledge. And there's going to be a free 3-day live event on the 16th, 17th, and 18th to continue this way of self-love, right? We're going to learn about 3 ways to help peel back the onion to our emotional trauma during this day. And there's going to be 2 giveaways. I'm going to be giving away a pound of pure Guatemalan organic cacao, which is love medicine, right? To stay in that theme of love. And it has a lot of healing benefits. Plus, you get to have a free coaching session with moi, Asher Countryman. We get to do a fun laser coaching session just to help see what's stopping or preventing you from taking that big leap of faith towards your goals and your dreams. Or maybe you don't know what's preventing you or stopping you, but that's what we're going to get clear on. Okay. So go ahead and go on to sacredattunement.com. Go ahead and get into the Vibrant and Healthy Lifestyle group on Facebook and let's connect. Let's talk. And I can't wait to help serve you so you can live your version of a vibrant, healthy lifestyle. And that's all by simply making little simple changes like this to help create healthier habits. Thank you for joining me today on this mystery of breath. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll see you in 2 weeks from now for the next show. Stay tuned. Much love and have a beautiful rest of your weekend, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
You have been listening to the Sacred Attunement Show with Asher Countryman, unlocking the power of mind, body, soul abundance. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Give yourself the gift of a vibrant, happy, healthy lifestyle. For more information on mastering your spiritual growth or to connect with Asher, visit sacredattunement.com. Again, that's sacredattunement.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.